Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. This is Bev Herring, and today we're going to continue with the teaching about understanding spiritual authority. First, a brief review. How authority works is probably one of the most misunderstood principles of all the principles of our Christian walk. No matter how much we know and understand as a Christian, if we don't understand and properly walk in authority, we will not, indeed, I say cannot, attain all God wants for us. To see things the way God sees them, we need to understand that there is both the person of God and the principles of God. The person of God loves you beyond your ability to understand. He loves you the way a parent loves their child, except many times over. Romans 8:38, and there are so many before this, and says, I am convinced that nothing can separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. In other words, God loves you. But God also gave us principles. He gave us a book. He called it the Bible. And in the Bible, God includes everything we need to know. We just need to read it and obey. 2 Peter 1:3 tells us, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Through the knowledge of Him, who called us to His own glory and excellence. So what is this saying? It's saying that God has given us the divine power. He's granting us everything. That's all things that pertain to life and godliness. And it's through the knowledge of Him who called us. So it's through the knowledge of the Word. The Bible is full of instructions. We all know that there are places in it that says, if you do this, you get that. If you reap, sow, you'll reap, right? So if you're receiving that, God's principles, they were not put down in a book to mess us up. They were put down there to help us up. Yet when we don't follow the instructions, negatives come to pass because we didn't follow the manual we were given to go by. But it's really worse than that. It actually hurts God because He wants and desires for us to live a full and satisfying life. In Matthew 22:29, Jesus says, You are in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. And we as citizens of the United States, and some definitely that listen to us are actually outside the United States, but we understand civil authority because we grew up in it. Yesterday, I gave an example of a policeman directing traffic. He puts up his hand and halts the cars from the main street to allow the cars from the side street to enter. But when we come up on this man, we realize he was someone we've known and we really don't like. So I used this example and said, if you snub him when you go by, then you're sinning against God because God says to love people and treat people with respect. To do unto others as you would want them to do to you. But if we actually disobey His direction, now we're stepping over into rebellion by breaking the law. The point of that story is to show the difference between sin and rebellion. Offending God's holiness is sin. Sin is a matter of conduct, but offending God's authority is rebellion, and rebellion is a matter of a principle. There will be consequences. Sin is not what caused Satan's fall. Rebellion against God's authority is the reason he was removed. In Isaiah 14:12-15, it says, What a come down this, O Babylon, day star, son of dawn, flat on your face in the underworld mud. You, famous for flattening nations, you said to yourself, I'll climb to heaven, I'll set my throne over the stars of God. I'll run the assembly of angels that meet on the mountain, the sacred mountain Zaphon. I'll climb to the top of the clouds. I'll take over as king of the universe. But you didn't make it, did you? Instead of climbing up, you came down, down to the underground dead, down to the abyss of the pit. That was Isaiah describing the fall of Satan. God established man's environment on earth in the book of Genesis. So let's continue with our, well, study today. When Adam was placed in the garden, he was given authority over all living things. Genesis 1:26 in the Amplified Bible says, God said, "Let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make mankind in our image, after our likeness, and let him have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the tame beasts, over all the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth." Along with this authority, God gave man, actually, let me say it, mankind, a limitation that made Adam and Eve accountable to God, who is the ultimate authority. Look, without consequences, there is no authority. In Genesis 2, verses 16 and 17, it says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, 'You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and blessing and calamity you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.'" You can't really be in authority unless you are under authority, because there must be accountability. The reason that Adam and Eve were driven out of the Garden of Eden was not based on sin of eating the forbidden fruit. It was based on being baited by Satan for Eve to mistrust God. She rebelled against what God said. In Genesis 3, we can read the story of Satan and Eve's exchange, where he tests Eve's knowledge about what she understands about God. Here is a prime example of what Jesus warns of us of Matthew 22:29. He said, "If you don't know what God says, you won't know the power of God, and you won't be able to escape the works of the enemy." We must know what God says. We can't obey God unless we have a knowledge of who he is and what he says and what he stands for. We have a perfect example, well, I'm just digressing, of how people are stripped of their rights and made slaves by, truthfully, U.S. public education. You know, it was once in the public school requirement that every U.S. citizen must know the U.S. Constitution. The reason was so everyone would know when the Constitution was being obstructed. Few people today have any idea of what the Constitution says, and therefore, even though they're losing rights, they have no idea that it's happening. Back to Genesis. In Genesis 3, beginning with verse 4, we read this. "But the serpent said to the woman, 'You shall not surely die, for God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing the difference between good and evil and blessing and calamity.'" Verse 6, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good, suitable, pleasant for food, and that it was a delightful to look at, and a tree to be desired in order to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she gave some also to her husband, and he ate." There is a perfect example of what we are warned about in 1 John 2:16. 1 John 2:16 explains what happens when we live in the world and in the flesh. It says, "For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh," what is that? The lust of the flesh is, it was delightful to look at. "The lust of the eyes," it said she looked on it and saw that it was, let me see, let me read this to you. "She looked and saw that the tree was good or suitable and pleasant." And the rest of 1 John 2:16 says, "And the pride of life comes not from the Father." I'm going to read this again. "For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life," meaning, you know, the wisdom, oh, I can be as wise as God, "comes not from the Father, but from the world. Then the eyes of," it goes on in verse 7 in Genesis, Then the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. One of Satan's vilest tricks is to rationalize how something can't cause that much trouble. Come on. But what happens is then they bite, and he strips them naked and exposes them to the world. That's the way the enemy works on planet Earth. God, Eve knew she was forbidden to eat the tree, but Satan said if she ate, she'd be as wise as God. She would know what God knew. Eve, unfortunately, began listening to the wrong voice, and therefore she made the wrong choice. She ended up doubting what God said. The problem with mankind today is that we base our decisions on the knowledge of good and evil, on the view of right and wrong, instead of God's principles of right and wrong. As Christians, the Bible says we are to make decisions based on what God says is right and good, not on what seems like a great idea in our own rational thought process. Colossians 2:8 in God's Word translation says, "Be careful not to let anyone rob you of this faith through a shallow and misleading philosophy. Such a person follows human traditions in the world's way of doing things rather than following Christ." The New Living Translation of that scripture says it this way: "Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ." Wow, it doesn't appear like I'm going to finish up today either. Hopefully you're getting something out of this teaching on authority. But please join me tomorrow and we'll continue with another example of how authority works in the earth. Just as a sideline, today we have a meeting with the people at Harold's Rehab to see when he will be coming home, and I will let you know by tomorrow. So until then, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. We love you, we appreciate you, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.